Okay, Erev Tov, everyone. We continue in the Rambam Morei Nevuchim. We're on the 68th chapter. Again, if you will look in the original text, it's very challenging text inside. So I decided to go with Rav Tolidano's work today. And we got the sheets right there, and we should be able to finish it tonight. It's one principal idea, but it's a little bit tricky, and it's something that we may find a bit counterintuitive. So therefore, that's what makes it a little bit tricky for these things to get understood. So the chapter is called, around the left-hand side over here, page 299, it's called Perush, the meaning of Yediyas HaElokim, Hashem's knowledge, Hashem knowing something. Now, again, that would seem to have some human characteristic, so therefore we have to explain what that means. And it's this little chapter is divided up into three parts. First part is called HaElokim Hu HaYodea. Hashem is the one who knows. He's the knower. Vuhu HaYadua, and also that which is known. Vuhadea, and he is the knowledge. Okay, so we'll have to see what those three terms mean exactly. But there's always three areas here. Let's explain. Achdus Hashem, Boli De Bitui, the unity of Hashem comes to expression. Gam Bazeh Shelokim Hu Hadeya, Vu HaYodeya, Vu HaYodua. Okay, even though there's three aspects here, that's unity of Hashem. We have the Deya, that is the knowledge itself. The Odeya is the one who has the knowledge. And the Yadua is the knowledge that is known. Okay? So there's three parts over here. You have the one who is capable of accessing knowledge. Then you have to have what is the knowledge there and the process of integrating the knowledge. There's three aspects over here. Okay? And achdusu kasha ma'od l'tvisa. It's very hard to grasp that concept of unity. Hoil ve'etzel ha'odam yesh pitzol ben shlosh inyonim. Because for a person, there's a split in all three areas. Okay, they're all three distinct areas. For example, kasher ha'odam makir etzem kolshu. When a person recognizes anything, okay, he comes upon something that he didn't know about beforehand. Okay, notzer tzir ha'etzem bakoroso. Now comes a picture of the thing that he is recognizing, correct?
For the first time.
Ha'adam she'acharei ha'akara, the person after the recognition, ena osa adam she'lifnei ha'akara, is not the same person before the recognition. Hu hishtana, he has changed. No safalo dea, there is extra knowledge added to him. Im Kain, therefore, in human terms, Yesh Havchana, there is a difference between Bein HaYodeya, the one who knows, okay, Ubein HaYuda, of what was known, and HaYodua, so there's, again, there's a difference in again, Im Kain Yesh, havchana bein hayodea. There's a difference between the one who knows and hayodua, that what was known, vahadea, and the knowledge that you now have. Okay, you have three things. You have the person who doesn't know anything. Here's the knowledge. Those are two separate things. And then what happens is the integration of that new knowledge. You have the source of the knowledge, the one who's trying to understand things, and now he now knows about something, and that is the knowledge that now has been integrated into him.
Right.
So those are three aspects. We can't say such a thing about God. He doesn't change. Ulechem kava philosophia. So the philosophers, like Aristotle or others, say ki alokim hu Hashem is hasechal, the intelligence, v'hu hamaskil, the intelligent one, and v'hu hamuskal, that which is the intelligence that gets integrated. Okay, God has intelligence, he's an intelligent one, and there's intelligence that is integrated. Okay, just figure a guy who's working on intel. Okay, what are you trying to find out? What are the Chinese doing to us next? Right? Now, we don't know what they're trying to do to us. You got to get a guy who's looking for that intelligence. Right? And he has to have some intelligence to be able to find the intelligence.
And he has to do something with it.
And then he has to integrate that intelligence. That seems like a lot of different things over there.
Yeah.
Yet Hashem is all of them. Mm-hmm. And they're all of them. And that's still not considered multiplicity of Hashem. Mm. Now, if you look at footnote number one, they use other terms. Shlosha zu mechuna etzel Aristo. Aristotle calls these things haseichel, hamaskil, hamuskol. Seichel is a person has seichel, has intelligence, the ability to assimilate in knowledge. That is core intelligence. They have the maskil, the one who uses the intelligence, and the muskil, the recognition that is now recognized, that which is recognized. You have the recognizer, the ability to recognize, and that which is recognized. Clear it. There's three aspects here. We can definitely divide up into three parts. The one who's going to use intelligence, right? And then there's the intelligence that's the tool, and the actual information intelligence that's assimilated. Umeaz, and from then Kant, that's one of the philosophers who calls it using the words hakara, hamakir, hamukar. Again, recognition, that which is recognized, and the ability to recognize. Harambam Machris Khan, what's the Rambam really announcing here? Kihi ena sheyeches litchum hamustarim. That we're not dealing with an area of mysteries. Okay? Hu horeis bozeh, he destroys us hanimek ha'ikari shel hanatzrus. He really is destroying the fundamental point of Christianity, which is la'achtos hamustaris shel hashilush. Is the mysterious unity of the three. That's, right? When you ask the Christian, what do they got? Well, they say there's a Trinity. So they say, is there one God or is there three gods? Well, they say it's three that's one. So this is the mystery, the three that's one. Right? Nimuk, that's an ideology that was brought by a philosopher, Hatzofun Africani, Northern African philosopher, Augustinus, who lived in the 4th century, okay, who became Shehafach Liyamim Lugodlovus Hachnishenosho. He was a big one in the gathering of the Christians, and that was, Nicaea, wasn't that the thing in Nicaea?
Yeah.
Wherever that may be. Okay. Council of Nicaea.
Yes, that was the very earliest Christian.
Right? Haramba Mochiach Khan, the Rambam's going to prove, Ki Ashilush Hazeh and Kimot. This idea of a Trinity only exists within a human being's perceptions. Why? Hol v'lifnei ha'yediyas ha'odam yodea b'koach. Because intelligence of a person, which I'm going to explain in more detail shortly, is potential intelligence. But after the knowledge, who he actively knows. That is what human beings can do. The Trinity of Christianity, trying to create man, God in man's image. For so they're really bowing down to their own understandings of their own handiwork. Okay, so in other words, we haven't come to what the Rambam is going to say about Hashem, but we're just opening up here. So we're saying, clearly, when you're dealing with knowledge, there's always three parts to knowledge. So we have to get that from a human perspective. There's three parts, right? You have the human, who is capable of understanding things. You have the information that is to be understood. And then the process of integrating it.
The difference is with humans, the middle part is not part of us. It's external, the knowledge.
Well, the knowledge is, but the ability to process it.
Right, that's the third part.
That's the third part.
I'm saying the first and the third are part of us, and the middle part of the knowledge itself.
Well, one second. Well, let me say what's first or third. Let's say a beautiful flower.
Right.
Okay, that's the knowledge.
But that's not us.
That's not us. My ability to be knowledgeable, I can.
That's us. And then what you do with that knowledge is us.
And then how to assimilate it.
And change
it. There's the process of assimilating it.
It changes you.
And then what happens to you now that it's been processed.
Right.
So there's three steps, so to speak. Now, we cannot say that about God. It's not possible, because that means he's changed.
Mm. Oh, right? I see.
God cannot change. He knows everything. And if there's something he doesn't know, that's something additional to Hashem.
Right.
So in Christianity, whatever the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is, but they're saying that's a three that's one, but it's not a three that's one. It's a one that's three. Okay? And that we can't say about Hashem. Now, if you look at the bottom of this page, he talks about that. There's a pasuk called Chei Hashem, the life of Hashem. I know it's small, but it's, I'm sorry, Chai Hashem, Chai Hashem. So, Elokim, so what about Hashem? Hu Hadeya, that is the knowledge. Vu HaYodea, the one who knows. Vu HaYodua, that which is known. Hashem's all of them, okay? Okay, but Osamida Shuhu V'chayev Hemiyecha, the same way that him and his life is one thing. And Omring, it's in, we say Chai Hashem. How do we refer to when we talk about Hashem? Chai Hashem. Hashem lives, V'lo Chai Hashem, but not the life of Hashem. Ki Chai Hashem, what does Chai Hashem mean? Perusha HaChayim Sheshiyach L'Hashem, life that can be associated with Hashem. You know, a person can be alive or dead. So we say the life of a person. That means in addition to the person, there's life. Person could be dead, he could be alive. Right? We can't say that about Hashem. Lufisa ha-chaim, you in your no-self al-musosom. Because that chaim would be an additional thing to his essence. Right? Ve'ein shivish kol, there could be no greater mistake than saying the pshat of Chai Hashem. Okay. It's got to be Chai Hashem. Hashem lives. That is Hashem. Not the life of Hashem. Something in addition to him. Ain't suffix, Sharam. Now, here's the pshat. What do we say at the end of Yishtabach? Melech Kel, Chai. Chai Ha'olamim. Ah, so how do we say that? Chai Ha'olamim. Right? Kel, Chai. Right, Chei Holamim. Ain't so Sharambam Dochen Kanas Anuscha Chei Holamim. Shinim Tse Sol Ashkenazim Birchas Yishtabach. He doesn't like that Chei Holamim. What does Sfardim say? Also Chei.
But there are some books you say Chei also, so I don't know.
What, Chai?
The old books say always say Chai.
Chai.
The later books we say Chei.
So. Okay, but you see the difference.
Yeah.
Amnam Hanuscha Zoshal Ashkenazim. But wait a minute. The Ashkenazim have what to support on. It's in Sefer Daniel. Mm-hmm. It says, Vayishava, he swore, Bechei Ha'olam, the life of the Eternal One. So you see, Daniel says that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's going to have to be something we have to deal with later.
Okay.
Turning the page underneath the lines. Acharambam, Beperek Haba, in the next chapter, which we'll learn next week, Mefarash HaSabita will explain the idea of Chei Ha'olam, which should not fit on here. Kach, he's going to say like this. Kihu chiyus ha'olam. He's the life of the world. Not that the life is in him. He's the life force of the world. Im kein perish a pasuk in Daniel. The explanation in Daniel is nishba Hashem. For example, when Hashem swears bimino ubizroa uzo, meaning with that which he enables into the world. That'll all be next chapter. But you see, that's something we can't add on to Hashem. Okay. So now the question is: okay, how come by Hashem, by humans, it works one way, and by Hashem works a different way? So now we're on to the next page, 300, and here's the critical point. HaRambam machriz b'perek zeh, the Rambam announces in this chapter, ki achtus hashlosha, the unity of these three things, seichel, maskil, muskol. Okay, seichel is the ability to use intelligence, right? Maskil is the one who uses the intelligence. Muskol is the intelligence that is you're integrating. Enim shayochas l'tchum ha-mustarim. This is not anything with the mysteries over here. Why? Ha'adam chava osa kol hazman. A human being really can experience it all the time, bozmanis, simultaneously, im chavias pitzola, with the splitting experience. In other words, with the human being, yeah, itaku splits it to three things. Who chivia, so he experiences it, Bechol tova, whenever there's a phenomena or some effect, shel hakora anoshis, human recognition. Okay. Hashnios, the seconds, shehu ha-subject hamakir, right? The seconds between the subject who is recognizing, ubein ha-object hamukar, and the object that's being recognized, eina kayemis, that only exists el akorah makorah, before the recognition. Kol od ha-akorah nimtzes b'koach, where there's the potential to recognize. Gam ha-pitzol b'toch ha-shlosha hanal, and this separation, so to speak, of all these three things that we mentioned before, kiyum rak, it only happens b'zman sha-akorah nimtzes b'koach, when recognition happens in potential. Bishas ha-karasma, when you're actually recognizing it, ha-seichel ha-makir hu ha-karasma, the seichel that recognizes is that recognition. Ve'im bo'oz elo ha-object ha-mukar. All we have is the object that is recognized. Okay, what's he saying? He's talking about this idea of a human being's potential to recognize. A human being has a potential to recognize versus the actual recognition that takes place. In other words, potential to recognize. The guy's sleeping. Does he still have the potential to recognize? Yes. He has the tools in his brain that can do it. All right? So let's say there's a new piece of information. We'll call it X. Guy never knew about X his whole life. Is it in his brain? No. Can he potentially assimilate it?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, so how many different pieces do we have over here?
The man, the knowledge, and the...
You have the man, and on top of the man, he has the potential. The man who does not have this idea inside of him yet, right? We're going to call him Paul. Paul before he saw X, pre-X. Paul pre-X. All right, so you have Paul, who has a brain, who has the potential to integrate information.
Yeah.
Okay? And he can integrate information with that tool.
But has yet to.
But has yet to. So they're all separate things. But at the moment he recognizes it, then it's like all three come into one.
Right.
At that moment of recognition, all three are working at the same time, and you really can't tell the difference between any of them. It's a very split second or so, but now he sees this new thing. He has the ability to recognize it. He now brings it into his world, and now Paul is something Paul plus X.
Right.
When he went to sleep, he was just Paul.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets up and sees the thing, he's Paul plus X. Mm-hmm. But now, now that it all integrates, now he's still Paul, a new Paul.
Right.
He was an old Paul.
New and improved.
Now he's a new Paul, okay? So this idea that man has the potential to get it, that clearly shows there's different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But at that very moment, where he's integrating it, mm-hmm. it kind of all blurs into one.
Rabbi, doesn't integration take time with the person?
Well, it depends. If it's just a simple, that's true. And there's another thing, you can integrate it incorrectly.
Right.
You integrate it correctly.
You have a bias. So you, yeah.
But
you
let's just say a simple information. Trump won the election.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I don't know whether it's true.
How
Amen.
Long? Let's say you got the information.
Amen.
Okay, it's there. It's instant. All three are working together as one. But there's a time where you didn't know that. That was a time that you did know it. So you changed. Now, we can only understand Hashem the same way because we can't understand anything any different.
But sometimes time does make a difference. You have two people who are trying to learn the piano, and one tries for years and years and doesn't get anything. The other one
That's
has...
That's right, because one has more skill than others.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
One has more skill than others, so he's not really musically inclined.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but here we're talking about knowledge. Mm-hmm. This is more, what you're talking is more is... a talent that's developed. So that's not what he's talking. He's talking about just knowledge. Mm-hmm. Now, again, even with knowledge, five people can look at the same thing and have five different pieces mm-hmm. of knowledge.
Sure. I think somebody grasping Gemara and somebody mm-hmm. else.
Yes. So now, let's see, what is Hashem over here? Now let's see the difference we're talking about. Hashem. V'nei ahevdol ben Adam u'kim, what's the difference between man and God? Hello, Kim Hubasesha Adam Yodea Bakoach Lifneshu Yodea Bapol. The human being knows in potential before he knows in actuality. Now, it's interesting. Can a rock know that Trump wins an election?
No.
No. It doesn't even have intellect and potential. Doesn't have intellect and potential. But you have a brain that can easily integrate that information. And the only problem is you don't know it. But that's the only thing that's missing. You can get it. But Od Elokim Yodea Tamid Bapol. But Hashem always knows
right.
what's happening.
Yeah.
Bapol, when it comes to inaction, Ein Hevdol Bina Yodea Vadavia, when it actually happens, there's no difference between the three. That moment when you're seeing it, boom, all three are at one time. Now we, unfortunately, have to do it step by step. Hashem is not limited by that, and therefore all three are always at the same time, and therefore it makes it one. Okay? Lorak Eitz Elokim, it's not only by Hashem, Elagam Eitz Elokim, it could be with a person, but here's the difference. Ha-Hevdel Hu, Shavosas Man, at that time, the person's intellect goes out from the person, so to speak, towards the knowledge, a certain knowledge, who but still has potential for so many other things he doesn't know. He's got one piece of information. What about another 20 billion pieces of information? He doesn't have it. Uh-huh. Ha'adam yotzim came calls when a pole. Person has to always move from potential to reality, and it's going to be time lapses in between. And then who mishtana be'asmona? He's constantly changing. But chalakim yodea sakol b'pol michutz l'zman. Hashem knows everything all the time. Difference between that and time. He's not dependent on time. So this really connects a lot to what we said before. When Hashem created the world. When Hashem created the world, he created everything that was ever going to happen. In that moment of creation, not only did he create everything that's there, he created every moment that would still be and forever be, and that's all part of reality, okay? And just like when Hashem created matter, Hashem created it with his intellect, and created everything that would ever be from that. And that was what we said, yes, at the time with the Medrash. Six, ten things were created, ben hashmashas. But we said everything was created, ben hashmashas. Everything that would ever happen, it was created, because Hashem willed all that existence into it. And therefore, Hashem, obviously, when Hashem is making it, you know, he's willing it into existence, he wills every aspect of it into existence.
Did I miss saying why those things are singled out then?
We didn't get to that point. Okay. The Rambam didn't want to get to that, just to say that these were things that instead of at their actual creation, it was delayed till Bein HaShemashos.
Oh, I see.
But still, they were. It's when they were created, but not on the six. Created, but not on the 6 days of creation.
Everything was created about man and all the every man that would ever live. And,
yeah. Like the water, on the second day, water is created. It was created to split.
Right.
On the second day, it's created. But the donkey of Bilam was created on the sixth day of Bein HaShemashos to be able to talk for
right.
that.
Unlike all the other donkeys that were created.
That were created on the
sixth day.
They're just created. And whatever they're going to do was created. But if Hashem has done all that, so now is there any new information that Hashem will ever get? So that's why Hashem is the one who has knowledge of things. He's also the object of knowledge because Hashem's will willed it into being. There's no difference between Hashem and the objects. The objects are Hashem. The objects are Hashem. And therefore, whatever will ever happen with that object, Hashem did that at the moment of creation, everything's going to happen. Same way he created me and you. He created everything we're going to do. It's all in there. So therefore, with Hashem, there's no distinction. While human beings could not fathom there's a concept of a God like that. God has to come to understanding things like we come to understanding things. But the difference is, we're limited. We only have potential to understand things. Hashem is in a state of always active knowledge. Why? Because he created everything. Since he created, not just he created it, but he created everything it would ever be. So whatever will ever happen to what...
Is an analogy if someone writes a book, a fiction.
Yes, exactly. You write the whole book.
What do you think about
now, do you know the story? You're surprised by anything in the story.
No, right?
Now, let's say the author of the book, once the book is written, okay, he has the knowledge, the characters are the knowledge, and the process of integrating knowledge is all one.
Yeah, right.
So although when a human being, for that split second, that's when he's in the image of God. Mm-hmm. For that moment of integration, where all three are working together for that little thing, he's like God. But the problem is there's 20 billion things he hasn't integrated yet. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have that yet. Hashem is like that moment of integration, never left, because that was that moment of creation where it's totally integrated. And therefore, all those things exist with Hashem. Okay? And that's what, and therefore that leads to the famous question that Mark's going to ask. That maybe, if I'm a good guesser, that the Rambam says, if that's the case, where's free will choice come into the story? And the Rambam says, forget it, you're never going to understand that because Hashem is working on a different
frame. Well, we don't know.
We don't know
what we're going to do.
So from our perspective, we don't know. But Hashem does know exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So that's when we talk about God's knowledge. It's not like our knowledge.
I didn't know what Mark was going to have. So,
so it's a different question.
It doesn't have the full knowledge
of Mark.
It might be off topic, but Chai Hashem, that phrase is used as an oath. Does that have anything to connect to
that's
it?
That's when a person makes an oath.
Yeah.
We're talking about Hashem himself.
Uh-huh.
Hashem is the Chai HaOlamim.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Chai HaOlamim, the one who lives forever? No, who puts life into everything.
Gives life to the
world. That's the challenge of it. So that's basically, there's a lot more Aristotelian philosophy to hear, a lot more of Inyanim of Chomer and Tzura, but for us that's enough to be able to understand that God's knowledge does not work like our knowledge. Okay, Yashur Kayach.